Okay, I'm going to play the little intro song, and then we will get into it, and I'll introduce you.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one.
Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. I'm your host, Molly Stewart, if you have never had the luxury of joining us before. And today I bring you an amazing guest that I have heard about from Ivan, a treasured guest of the pod, friend of the pod, and someone who shoots a lot of content that y'all have enjoyed very frequently, Ashen Fire. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you.
Speaking of, we mentioned a little bit, the new intro song is AI. It was created by some AI creators, Gantasmo, who have been doing a bunch of stuff with AI. Do you f*** with AI at all? Because some people are like really averse to it.
I've asked ChatGPT questions, but I've never made a song. I've never made like an image. I know that they look beautiful, but my husband's also an artist, so I try not to like do too much AI art because he's like, it's my job.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's fair. That's
valid.
Fair. I'm more into like the talking to ChatGPT for sure. Like the AI art like can be very cool, and I think it can like be really well done. But yeah, there's the thing of like, I'm a bit of an artist myself, and so I kind of definitely get that vibe. But for me also, I'm excited to be able to stay like this age forever and have people jerk off to me forever. Do you know what I mean? Like, in a way.
Oh, like, you mean like create your whole...
Mm-hmm.
What someone did that, was it last year? And now it's like a thing you can just kind of like fall into. I think Small Hands has done it. I think Jordan Angel has done
it. Which is a lot of cool. Big people, yeah. And it's kind of interesting because it's like, this is a job that has an expiration period. Like it's kind of like being a professional football player or something. It's like it takes a toll on your body, takes a toll on your mind. Like, what is it that they call when you've been hit in the head too many times? It's like
TCM or
TCM. What? I don't know.
That's traditional Chinese medicine. It definitely has a C in it.
It's something. You know when you get hit in the head? Listen, we get hit in the head with some things all the time. Have you ever had an instance like an injury on set?
No. Yeah. Like my asshole has totally been ripped.
Oh,
on set.
Like
it's
torn.
On Pornhub.
Oh, wow. Like the actual incident?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I mean, luckily it wasn't like zoomed in at that
good
part.
Good views though?
Like, I mean, it wasn't my video. It was for someone else's studio. So every time I see it on Pornhub, I'm like, oh, there it is.
Oh, I'm trying to get my asshole torn.
I can see it on my face too, where I'm just like, oh.
I don't do anal, but I've had an instance where someone picked me up and tore my taint. Yeah, it wasn't crazy, like to the point that like it was like a long lasting injury, but it felt like razor burn, like when you're trying to shave your taint and you nick it. That's what it, and it lifts me up, and like with the lift, my butt cheeks just spread like way too aggressively.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's probably in BTS somewhere, but I go, ha! like I just shriek because it was so, you don't expect that someone's gonna lift you and your asshole is just gonna split open.
You don't even consider that. You're like, of course, let's lift.
Or like, I've had other dumb moments. There was one dumb moment where I realized like that my age was finally catching up to me. Not that I'm like, people are like, oh, you're not old, but like you start to feel it after a point. And I think I felt it most because the girl I was shooting with was 18 years old. And I was already a little uncomfortable with that, which maybe I shouldn't be. But there was something about it that I was just like, I am like a decade older than you right now.
I don't know
how I feel about this. And I leaned back on my arm and I felt like a little twinge. And I was like, that's weird. Just kept going with the scene. I couldn't, when the scene wrapped, I could not like move my neck. And then I couldn't lift my arm for like an entire week. And I was like, all I did was lean back. Like for one second, I finished the scene. Everything was fine. But the next day I was like, am I 85 years old? Like I can't move.
They're like, just casual. And you're like, oh no.
Yeah. What is the recovery time on a torn asshole? Because that's never happened to me. Just a mild taintage. So.
6 weeks. Oh. Every time you go a BM, it starts to bleed again.
Oh.
So
oh,
you try God. To do like an all liquid diet, but yeah. it's still, you know. Yeah. It was awful.
That's rough. That sounds really terrible. I mean, even sometimes just taking a poop, I'm like, oh, I know. No. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
Like when you're dehydrated, like
oh
that,
God.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh God, being dehydrated is the worst. And it's so funny because it's so easy in Vegas. When I first moved here, I was just dehydrated all the time. And I used to drink when I first moved to Vegas too. So I'm like, why do I feel so terrible all the time? It can't be the alcohol and like not drinking enough water. Start to get all shaky and oh, so that's another. Do you do anything with like squirt or anything like that?
I've squirted a few times. I really can't control it.
Yeah, it's just kind of, if it happens, it happens.
It's got to be super intense.
Yeah, so you're not one of the girls that like drinks water preemptively to like pee everywhere.
No, because I know it's pee too.
Yeah,
because I've helped other girls do it on set, and I'm always like, yeah. I know what that is.
Yeah. There's not cool. enough Pedialyte in the world to like mask the fact that it is piss that is spraying on you as you're trying to eat someone out. You're like fingering them and they're just like pissing on your face. You're like, wait a minute, shouldn't sign up for this.
And it burns. It burns the eyes.
It does. Yeah. It's a crazy thing. I know I've told the story before, but y'all bear with me because I know we have some new people listening and I feel that this behooves me to share. I've been saying behooved a lot okay. lately and I realized that on the last episode. I was like, y'all, I've been saying behooved way too much. I showed up for this scene and they had asked me preemptively, like, are you okay with tickle fetish? And I was like, aww. Yeah, I'll tickle. Like, I'll pretend to be tickled. Like, I'm not a very ticklish person. Oh, right. And they're like, no, you'll be doing the tickling. I'm like, yeah, of course. Easy. Like, oh, do you give me a feather? Like, what are tickle, tickle, chiku. But this girl shows up and God, I wish I could remember her name, but it took like a year for this scene to come out. And I think it's because of what I'm about to tell you, because it wasn't cute. So she was great. She was a lovely person, but she had just flown into Vegas and I'm watching her just drink water and just keep going. And I'm like, damn, you are dehydrated, girl. Like, I'm like, you need some liquid IV. Like, that's crazy. It's like so much water. Like, I'm drinking more water. Like, wait, am I dehydrated? And we get into it and we come out to the set, which they had been setting up while we're in makeup and all that kind of stuff. And they're like, there's like this huge, like nothing is really in the room except this massage table. Aww. And already I was kind of like, okay, like what's the vibe here? You know what I mean? Because sometimes you don't really know going into it and they don't always provide you a script like until the day. Like they should send it to you in advance, but they're like, no, learn this all within like 20 minutes. Can you please do that? And then stellar performance also. and so I start getting into it and then it was like, what's that geyser that's in Yellowstone? Old Faithful?
Totally.
It was really faithful. Like, it just kept delivering.
Oh, my God. From a tickle?
So I guess that's what it was supposed to be. Like, I'm turning her on so much and she can't help it, so it makes her squirt or whatever. But I wasn't told that it was a squirt scene. And I'm totally okay with squirt, especially if I'm prepared for it. But before then, I had done like webcamming, so I had made girls squirt on camera before, but it's like with you, like you can't control it. And it's just like a little like, flute, like, oh, look at that. It's so cute. Look at that little squirt. Yeah. Look at those. You go, girl. You actually came. It's so cute.
Right. You're like,
I tell you, I showed up in my own dom dress because I was like, yeah, I know that this looks good. I couldn't look at it the same. Like I had to get rid of it because it was just drenched in pee. Like, and you can say it's not pee, but it's pee. All squirt is a little bit of pee. Like I don't,
there's
or a lot of pee.
Yeah, they've tested it. They've taken samples. It's like,
I actually saw this like graffiti on one of the overpasses down by the strip before that said all square is pee, and it like lives rent free in my brain that someone was like, you know what, people need to know, people need to understand what's happening right now.
Spreading the gospel.
Yes. And so you're in Vegas shooting for stuff. I'm assuming that you've done like a bunch of conventions and stuff. What have you been up to?
I was out for a little bit and then I came back. I was going to take school more seriously and then that didn't happen. So I was like, I'm going to take porn more seriously. You know, I'm a cat. But I've done New Jersey Exotica.
How was that?
2 years ago.
I've never done Exotica before.
Really? I've only done the Jersey one and I had a great time. But where I used to shoot. Like when I first started in 2020, I did like Pro-Am is what they call it in New York. You know what I mean?
Cool.
Like smaller studios.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of friends. So I felt like it was more fun. Yeah. You know what I mean? When I come to Vegas, I'm like, I don't know any of y'all. Like, hi.
That's so funny because sometimes even living in Vegas, like I don't really shoot mainstream anymore. Mm-hmm. So I do like collabs and do my own solo stuff. But like, now going to industry events, I'm like, I feel like I've been set apart from it so much. Like, I don't know anybody either. I was actually just in, were you in Miami for XBiz?
No.
Because I went down there like for a podcast, but nice. XBiz was going on at the same time. And I could walk past and I saw like the big line for the white party. And I'm trying to like look and see if I didn't recognize anyone. I was like, who are these people? I mean, I'm sure that they're people. Like, obviously they're people. Obviously they are people, but they're not people that I know.
Yeah, no, the turnover rate is insane.
Yeah. And I feel like, how long have you been in the industry?
properly in porn since 2020 when the clubs closed down because I was dancing before that.
How long were you stripping, like doing the dancing and stuff?
3-4 years.
Nice. How did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great.
Do you
cardio.
Still do it?
No. Yeah. I went back one time to be like, how is it? And I was like, not my bond. Not my bond anymore. Thank you so much. I mean, I had a client come and see me and then I was like, and I'm just supposed to wait around all day? Like, I can wait at home
online.
You
guys should know who I am. Like, what do you mean? If I go home right now, I could have 50 people telling me how hot I am. Like, why are you sitting there with you, like, nursing one beer? Like, give me, like, $1 every 2 hours. Like, what are we doing?
It was awful. Yeah.
I feel like 2020 did change a lot of that with the pandemic. I've heard that from other people who have done, like, exotic dancing and stuff like that. Like, the clubs are a bit more different now, and a lot more has gone online. And it's the same thing with, like, not recognizing people from the industry. It's like, so many people were like, oh, shit, like, I can just make porn. Like, you know what I mean?
And if you enjoy doing it, it's going to show. And then that's more fun instead of like showing up and constantly trying to be like a cheap rendition of what each person wants you to be.
And I also feel like a lot of fans and people who like actively consume a lot of porn like the amateur stuff more. Like even sometimes if I shoot like customs with Ivan, for instance, I'll get some people who are like, oh, it looked great, but it looks too professional. And I'm like, do you want to like handheld? Like, just like holding up here for 6 minutes. My arm is like trembling. I'm like, is this my workout for the day? Like, what? But it's cool because that does mean that there's a little bit of something for everyone. But it's another thing with the industry too, where it's like everybody is into something different. And you should know that also, like doing alt erotica and stuff like that. Like, the fact that there can still be sometimes like within like between performers and different stuff, like, oh, there's like not enough to go around. There's always enough to go around 100%. Because just because you're really hot and have like a good following and take dick really good on camera doesn't mean that you're better than someone else, because maybe someone is not into like your vibe or your look or like the content that you offer, you know? 100%. So I think it's pretty cool to see so many new creators like stepping out and trying to do their own thing, which is pretty sick.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's like kind of like at the club, like there's a different type of girl for everybody. And you're like, cause everyone has a type. You, you may be like, why is she here? Someone fucking loves that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, and now that it's online too, it's like, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's like a better artist palette. There's more colors.
It's kind of interesting because you hear all about like the beauty standards, like the traditional beauty standards and stuff like that. And like growing up, that was always like in my mind, like, you know, all that, because that's what you're raised on, that's what you learn. And funnily enough, like I've always been someone who has a little more like low self-esteem, like especially like my not performer character. I've talked about this with Taylor Nicole actually. Where it's like you have like all of the good stuff that you're like, this is everything I could be and want to be, and into your performer, and it's still you, but like you're sitting back here like, look at that person, it's so cool. It's like, that's you, bitch. What do you mean but I think like being in the industry and seeing so many different creators and working with so many different performers has really like changed my whole scope of like what like the beauty standards are, because the beauty standards are the traditional beauty standards aren't put out by like it's companies. It's like, here's what we want to sell. And so that's why you'll see it change like all the time. So like, this is what the new thing is, because now we can sell you a new product. Yes. But when you look at porn, that's just stripped down to like, this is what makes my dick hard. This is what makes my pussy wet. That's it. Like, here's all the things. And I like that and that and that. Not as big of a fan of that. But there's so much variety, even just as far as like kinks and stuff like that. Like, do you have any special kinks of your own? Or
definitely. I love daddy daughter stuff, like daddy dom little girl. I love that vibe. If I like really am trusting, I love consensual non-consensual. If I'm really trusting, can't be a rando.
You have, like, you have to be like, I feel like you have to be very trusting. Like, that is one of the things, like, people are like, oh, like, people watch porn and then they get all these ideas about like this and that. I'm like, but it's a fantasy. And I feel like if you are into something that's a fantasy, any of your fantasies or kinks should be performed with people who like fully and truly understand that. And I think that's also why we get a lot of the fan base that we do, is because people aren't comfortable talking about those kinks and those fantasies with the people around them, because they feel like some sort of shame attached to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I think is a good alternative, like, you know, to just springing that on someone and then being like, oh, everyone hates me now. Like, because it's not true. Like, it could take you forever to find someone who's into the same things as you are. But I feel like if people talked about it more, maybe it wouldn't be so taboo. 100%. You know what I mean?
I've been doing a lot of pegging lately, and I feel like, that's the new rise of, like, the biggest fetish that I get responses
pegging
for.
Pegging is big.
People like, want to be sissified. Like,
yeah, it's wild. Because when I first started camming, like, I was using strap-ons on girls all the time. I love wearing a penis. There is something that feels strong. So powerful about strapping a dick between my legs, helicoptering that shit around, just, like, pelvic thrusting. Like, I don't give a fuck. There is something. I'm like, is this where the male audacity comes from? Is it the dick? Because I feel it when I wear a strap-on. I'm like, oh, yes, your opinions don't fucking matter. Excuse me. I have a dick. I'm talking. Like, I'm ready to mansplain something to someone when I have a strap on.
Like, have you ever had an orgasm while pegging someone?
I have not.
Okay.
But I have it internally in my mind.
Yes. No, I feel like in my chest or something. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Because it just, you get so into it. You're grabbing butt cheeks. They're throwing it back. You're like, is this what it means to be alive?
Yeah, that's what taking the bull by the horns must feel like.
I think so, yeah. Okay, so we're on the same vein of thought here, because like back in cam days, I'd like, if any girl was like, yes, you can pull out the strap on, I'm like, let's fucking go. Like, it is just something that's like so cool and like animalistic, like, ah. But it was always like with fans, they want to see me use it on a woman. But like the more and more that I'm on OnlyFans and the more people that I've interacted with, the more people want me to pretend I'm going to peg them or talk about pegging them while I'm stroking the strap on and all that, and talking about my big dick and all that kind of stuff. It's so fun.
Like, it is fun. And it's weird that they kind of want to see now us perform masculinity for them.
Yeah, which is so sick different. Because like I have like a male alter ego living inside of me. I have like 50 different personalities counter on here. They all come out in different characters, and
do
it's really fun.
Them?
Sometimes. I mean, my one of my biggest like male characters is Ken from Barbie. I have the douchebag Ken costume.
Oh my
God. I actually look really hot as Ken. I don't know what to tell you. I have a music video to show you later, but but there is something about that big fur coat and like my little shaggy blonde wig, and I'm like, look at my abs. I'm wearing sweatpants. Like, I feel so hot right now. But I actually have, there's some cool kinks too. I'm not going to say your name, sir, but this was one of my favorite customs I've ever done, where I was supposed to wake up and it was like he was waking up in my body. So I did a whole Freaky Friday thing where I like get up and you only see like my feet like walking into the bathroom, and then I like scream into the mirror because it's me, and then I go and I like start to like feel my body, and like I can't find my own clitoris. Like,
even in his fantasy, he's like, I don't know where it is. I don't know. Make it believable.
I loved it, but that's what I really love about like being able to talk with fans on OnlyFans and figure out like what it is that people are into, because I would never, I mean, maybe I would, but I would never like conceptualize of that as a video. So having that content to create and like feeding off of other people's kinks and stuff, like, this is so fucking cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you have any like favorite types of scenes to do or anything like that? Or like besides the pegging?
Besides the pegging. And that's like mainly what I do now, but favorite types of scenes. I do like the hypno stuff where people want me to convince them by the end of this video they're a girl and they love dick or whatever. I'm like, you do. You absolutely do. Yeah. JOIs are fun.
Yeah, JOIs are cool. Yeah. JOI, joy. I don't know how you say it. Like, dude, JOIs have, like, they changed my life when I discovered them because it was during camming and someone had ordered a custom video. They're like, have you ever done a JOI? And I was like, what the fuck is that? He's like, I'll write you out a full script. So this dude, for the longest time, would come back. He wouldn't really attend streams or anything like that, but he, whenever he came back, he had a new JOI script, and he would, like, do the whole thing, like, come up with games for the JOI to, like, extend them, or, like, you're counting down from 200, or, like,
holy cow,
crazy shit. And I was like, there's so much stuff that you can do with this. And you can do so many different things. Like, you just make them stop coming. Like, you don't touch yourself. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. You get the denials in there. Mm-hmm. All the fun stuff. It's so fascinating to me. Because I'm like, I would never want someone to tell me how to masturbate personally.
100%. Like,
yeah. But, I mean, it's cool. Like, it's awesome. It's fun content to make. But, like, that's why it's so interesting. Because different things for everyone.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
I like making them eat their cum. Like, the cum eating story at the end.
Cum
like
eating is good. Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm not there. Boy. Eat it for me. Yeah. Tell me what it tastes like. And then that's fun. And then you could, like, continue the conversation after you've submitted the video, you know?
Yeah.
Or I like being like, show me that you obeyed.
Yeah. Like, send me video evidence. Yeah, that's my favorite. If you can prove to me that you ate your own cum, like, extra brownie points for you. Like, 100%. You're such a good boy. That's another funny thing too. Like, do you how old are you? Do you,
I'm 31.
31. Okay, yeah. Cool. I'm about to turn 34. And once I hit that 30 mark, I got all these people who are like, mommy.
Oh my god, yes.
And at first I was like, excuse the fuck out of you. Do I look like your mother? What the fuck are you talking about? Mommy? What the hell? But then it, like, leaned more also into, like, because I got more into fitness, and so it's the muscle mommy. And I was like, that's a little better. Like, but now I make my subs call me daddy for the most part, because I like daddy more than mommy. Yeah. I don't like saying daddy, but I like being called daddy. It's like having the strap on penis. Like, it's just, it feels powerful.
And dudes have a lot of weird emotions about their mom. I've let a few people call me mommy, and it gets too far. And I'm like, oh, you're too comfy. Yeah. I am not your mommy.
Yeah.
In the cage you go.
And I understand that too, because, like, I have mommy issues as well. But I don't want to call someone else mommy, because it's not going to be good. I don't know if it's those kind of mommy issues that I have. Just, like, slap the shit. I'm just kidding. I'm not condoning violence against my mother. I love my mother. She's just an interesting person. So
if she wasn't so interesting, you wouldn't be so wonderful.
That's true. Right? I wouldn't
trauma
be so
makes
funny.
Fun people. Yeah.
I get these, like, things served all the time about, like, you know, sharing a traumatic thing, and, like, the person's just laughing, and then everyone's like, what's wrong? Like, what, why aren't you laughing? It's like, because some people don't experience that, or, like, because I feel personally, like, most of the people that I know who have been through similar traumatic things to me, and this is probably definitely not everyone, but it's mostly the people that I've interacted with, make jokes out of everything.
You
like,
have to.
It's so much easier. Because I'm like, I could either laugh about it or I could break down crying. Which would you prefer? Because I think laughter is better.
And you're not going to get the time back regardless.
No, yeah.
So, and you have to get the emotion out. So at least make fun of it.
Exactly.
I'm so fucking stupid.
It's so funny. Look at how fucking dumb I was. Can you believe it? Can you believe how stupid I was? Look at all the things I let slide for years. Isn't that crazy? I wasted all of my 20s being abused. And I was like, it's not abuse. He loves me. It's so funny.
It's so funny. And then it's, I don't know, if, especially if you can laugh at it with someone else, you're like, oh my god, is this camaraderie?
Yeah.
Is this sorority?
Wait, did we just become friends? Yes. That's literally how I became friends with one of my closest friends, is we did a podcast episode. And then for like 2 or 3 hours after, we just trauma dumped on each other and we're dying laughing. The whole time, just cackling. We're going through all the like crazy shit that happened to both of us. We're just like, oh, what the fuck? This is cool.
It's kind of cool when it's not, when you don't feel alone with it.
Yes, yes. I think that's a huge thing that comes into a lot of abusive situations, is you feel like it's only happening to you. And so to voice it would almost like make it real, right? And it's kind of like, if I can just sit on this, or I can fix it, or I can change it, or I can make it better. Because when you're in a situation like that, I feel like you are also by that partner pulled away from everyone as much as possible. So you already feel isolated. You already feel like this is the only person who loves or cares about you, and that nobody else would understand what the things are that you're going through. Or if they did, they would just judge it, or they would blame you, or they don't understand this person because you understand them, because you spend all of your time around them. It's you're protecting them. So now you're going above and beyond for this person that treats you like shit. And that's why we laugh. Because how fucking dumb bitch shit is that? It's so dumb.
It's really hard. It really, because it's just like a pattern that you didn't even develop. It kind of is, they're pushing it, or yeah, like manipulating you, you
yeah
know,
it into... is. And people are always like, oh, like, well, why don't you just leave? It's like, because it doesn't start off as like you're getting hit in the face. It starts off right. very small with very yes. like little things that just kind of nag at you, start to make you doubt the things that you think or the things that you believe about yourself, about the people around you, yep. start to twist and like manipulate your mind in ways, especially if it's younger. I feel like it usually starts when you're younger. Yeah. It just is, because you're not yeah. fully fucking developed yet. 100%. You know? And so it's like they get in there and they start needling, and then it just continues to escalate. But by the time it escalates to a point that you're like, wait, what the fuck? How did I get here? It's already been so long into it that you feel like, well, where else would I go? Yeah. And they've already convinced you that if you left, no one else would love you the way I do. It's like, fucking good. Fucking good, because this is not love. Yeah. That's all yeah. you know. You know? Yeah. It's crazy. And I know that it can probably happen, and I'm sure that it has happened, of course, to men as well, but I feel like it's much more prevalent with women. 100%. And so a lot of the times, if I feel, even on this podcast or other ones that I've watched, or like women talk about traumatic things that have happened to them, you know, these men like, well, that didn't happen. Oh, just making up stuff for it's like, well, how do you fucking know what happened to someone? And if like this is something, say whether it did or it didn't, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that people are making things up. People have made things up, but I'm not saying that they are. Irregardless of that,
right,
why does that make you upset?
100%.
Like, why does that make you upset? Is it yeah. because it's calling out something that maybe you feel that you've done in a relationship, even if it isn't like to this full extent of whatever?
Yeah.
Because if someone was talking about something that happened to them, why would I be pissed off literally. About something that happened to someone else? Yeah. If anything, I'd be like, well, maybe they're lying. Like, and I'm going to move on with my fucking day. Like, yeah. it's not... like, I think the man doth protest too much. Like, I'm just saying.
No, they do. I think whenever someone does do that too, like, anytime you point a finger, I always say, like, you've got three more pointing back at you. So mm-hmm. why are you...
Yeah.
You know, like, it's coming from you. It's not from them. Yeah. Otherwise, you would. You just mm-hmm. let it go.
And it's another thing, too. It kind of comes back to the whole, like, where you get the one person who's like, oh, this person is an asshole and they treated me like this. And, oh, this person's such an asshole. It's like, well, if everybody's the asshole, I kind of feel like yeah. you're the asshole.
Yeah, you're the common denominator.
Yeah. Yeah. Because yeah. it's like, not everybody in your life can be a piece of shit. Otherwise, like, that maybe you just wild. Have like really bad luck, but I really don't think that's the case. I think that you create your own luck, and you've created some yes. shitty luck because you're being a shitty person.
Yeah.
And so people start treating you the way that you're treating them. Because do you find it crazy that when someone is treating you like shit and then you start returning the same energy, they get really pissed off about it? Because I always found this really, really strange.
They hate their own medicine. That's yeah. why they have to dish it out. It's like poison inside them. They feel like they're going to feel better if they give it to you. And mm-hmm. you give it back to them. And they're like, oh,
how dare you? Really? How could you do this to me? That's like, are you my mother? Sorry, it's callback.
No, I get it. Especially in your 30s. I feel like as soon as I hit 30, every other week, I'm like, oh my God, I'm turning into my mother. Like, every time I make a mistake, oh no.
Is this what it's... See, yeah. I'm at the different point where I'm like, am I turning into my father? Because sometimes I'll look at my choice of outfits, like when I'm not shooting. I got these like baggy jeans on. I have these weird like slide-on Skechers. Like they're slip-on tennis shoes.
Dude, I feel that.
Like, no easy makeup. Access. My hair looks like shit. I'll just see myself in the mirror. I'm like, Dad? Father? Oh, fuck. So anyway, that was a fucking tangent. I saw. Are you able to talk about the thing that I mentioned, seeing you shoot with Ivan with the VHS tapes and stuff? Was that anything like crazy?
Promo. Just promo shots.
Cool promo. Because it looks so cool. He's been talking about like building the set for so long that seeing it, I was like, oh my God, it's just as cool as I thought.
Literally, we were just sitting there with like wood glue for the past 2 days being like, hopefully they'll stay together. And then we'd like pin them up on the bar and half of them would fall. And we'd be like, all right, back to the glue. But I think we're doing like an all-girl orgy tomorrow morning in front of the same.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be nice.
That'll be very cool.
Yeah.
Do you have like fun? Do you do like fun outfits and stuff like that?
Because I
saw some of your outfits and I was like, whatever that thing, that like belt like around your boobs and stuff, that looks so fucking cool.
Isn't that cute? I
that
love
looks
that.
So good.
I love that guy. He's got good style. That was him. He was just like, every time I go there, he's like, and we're putting on different belts. And I'm like, oh, this is the best shoe ever. Just stay here. You got it.
That's awesome. It looks so good. And I noticed also you have like the split tongue thing going on. It's just so cool.
I've had it for so long though, it's growing back together. Because I got it done in like 2018.
Oh,
I need to go get it re.
Yeah.
Because apparently like your tongue, your eyes, and your pussy heal like really fast because they're always wet.
Yeah, so I'm like, makes sense.
But I was like, that bitch.
Yeah. How dare you grow back together? I cut you apart for a reason. It's just coming back stronger than before.
Yeah. I'm healthy.
Was there like a relearning period of like,
100%.
Like how did that go? Because I've just never met someone with a split tongue before and I find it so fascinating.
The day of, not so bad. And then you wake up and it's like your entire mouth is just two giant, fat, swollen tongues.
Oh, gosh.
And you've got like nasty, not splinters, what is it? Stitches in
you
slowly have to start taking out yourself. And you'll feel that. That's real fun.
Ooh.
It's a great diet for a week. Yeah. You're like, so hungry.
I'm just so skinny now. I don't know what to say.
You can't even use a straw. It's really tough. And then I had like a lisp for probably 2 weeks. And then you got to like practice.
Yeah.
And just keep practicing. But I literally.
It's like working out your tongue.
Yeah. That's cool. Neuroplasticity. It's like learning a whole new muscle again, which was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. I used to have a lisp when I was a kid, but not because I had a split tongue, just because I'm bad at speaking words.
Oh, same. Yeah. All of my mom's kids have a tongue that's too big for their mouth. So
really?
We're all in speech for different reasons. Because like, it's just. I don't know why. That's like our one thing we all have in common, because we all have different dads. But.
But same tongue. Thanks, Mom. That's crazy. Yeah. I like it. It's funny, like the things that you start to realize about yourself when you're like bared in front of the camera all the time. Cause like, I never knew that I had a big tongue. I was just like, what do you mean? Like, and then people are like, oh my God, is your tongue so big? Can you stick out your tongue? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I was like,
oh, you do have like a Gene Simmons. Yeah.
It's huge. Like,
that is massive to touch your chin. Holy shit. God, that's
it's
fabulous,
so
though.
It works really well for getting pussy. But yeah, so it's funny because you don't think about like all those weird kind of things, or like I have really disgusting, huge, smelly feet, and people love that. And I'm like, why? Like, I have like man
that.
Feet.
Same. I've got like long. My dad calls them South Texas land grabbers. I'm like, these are not girly.
Can you grab
feet.
Things with
oh,
your?
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck yeah! I pick up things all the time with my feet. I love it. So I have to bend down and just like pick it up. Bring it up. Like a monkey, just like.
But it's so convenient when you're on the couch and you're like, oh no.
Yeah, the remote fell. I'll just wrap my giant foot. Like.
Or foot jobs, you know?
Oh, foot jobs.
Yeah.
For foot job videos, because I do mostly solo, so I'll be doing it on a dildo or whatever. I have to use a John Holmes dildo because my feet are so big that any other. Like fake penis looks like a joke.
You're joking, Molly. I don't believe. Serious?
I'm serious. These are size 11 wides. I don't know what to tell you. They
Dang,
are really.
They're wide too.
Yeah.
Do you have a high arch or?
I don't know. It's just all big.
You know, you would know if you're flat-footed though, right?
Not flat-footed, but not like nothing like crazy arch. But it's people love them, and I'm just like, I would like to buy shoes because it's really hard to find. Like cute shoes that aren't like platform stripper boots, like, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, the 11.
Yeah, because you get I can go and get like, because now that drag is more popular. Absolutely. And like all that kind of stuff, I there are a lot of cute boots and shoes, but they're all for like whoring, like not just going out to a nice dinner. Like I'm not gonna wear my big like boots up to here. Like,
these are made for Pride Month and like in scene drag
yes
events.
And in scenes, and they look great, and I have a huge shoe collection of shit that I can like never wear. And that's why I have slide on Skechers. So to tell you.
It's such a dichotomy.
Yeah.
Either it's knee length boots or just a slide on.
Yeah. You gotta love it though. Do you do a lot of like foot type
love
content?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think like last week someone wanted me to just douse my feet in oil and put like literal hand gloves, like rubber gloves on my feet and then take them off real slow. And
I was like, for some reason I was thinking those tiny hands. And during a customs day once, because I just have little hands, because we were making a joke about like I had to do a strap-on video. I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if I had those tiny little hands and I just started stroking it with the little hands? He's like, that would be funny. So I went into my giant box of little hands and I just came out and surprised him with little hands and started stroking. He was like, you have hands? I was like, yes, I have every weird fucking prop, because you do content, you have to have weird shit.
Just boxes of, one day it may come in handy again.
Yeah, you never know. Like, I don't know if you saw when you came in, but I have a ceramic like stack of macaroons, because I saw it at Home Goods and I was like, I'll use this for something.
Someone's gonna ask for a French patisserie scene and I'll be prepared. And if not,
I'm gonna make that. So
that would be hot.
I love doing that. Weird shit. Do you produce and like make a lot of your own content besides customs and stuff? Like, what kind of stuff do you like to do?
Everything. I don't know. I do like to do things where it's just hypno. I've recently gotten a lot more into like bondage though, because I went from like being submissive to now dominating to now like fully dominating. Like, I got like a bondage bed and I'll just like strap someone down. I got a trembler, so it's like it feels even more dominant that I'm not even stroking your dick. I put that on it and I'm just gonna walk away. I'm not even looking at you.
That's fun.
And I can just it's got a remote.
That's great. I love it. I love technology. Isn't technology great?
It's wonderful. And it feels just cool to just be able to be in control of someone's body. They want you to be in control of it.
Yeah.
It's so empowering.
It's so good. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky. Licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
It's like the flip side of it. Yeah. 20s is you're all on bottom. 30s, they're like,
yeah, mommy.
Yeah. If you're not a MILF yet, you're already in the category anyways. So.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I just want to jump like straight to cougar.
I know.
Because I'm like, I'm not a mother and I have no plans to be a mother. Do you? Yeah. Okay. Maybe you totally have like different fan base. Do you get that like the questions of when are you going to have kids?
No, that's crazy that they want to know about your personal life. Isn't rude.
Isn't it?
And also, where's your like, C-section scar?
Like, I know, right?
Fuck off.
But it's this thing of like, it's not even just fans sometimes. Like, it's a weird thing that I've gotten even just around like people in the world. Like, people I don't even know that well. And I'm like, and I feel like it's usually asked by people who are parents themselves.
Oh, okay.
And to me, I'm kind of like, if you want to be a parent, that's fucking sick. That's cool. Yeah. It's a hard job.
Super hard. I've heard. Unpaid.
My mom told me all the time how hard it was to raise me. So I understand. And that's cool. And like, good for you. But trying to rope other people into parenthood because you feel alone in your parenthood, that doesn't make me like want to have children.
It's like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. It's like, no, come on in. It's actually really fun, like, to have kids and no social life and no money. It's sick. I love it. It's so good. You have to pay for private school, and like, if you want to go anywhere, you have to find a babysitter, and who do you trust these days, you know? Literally. So you never leave the house. It's great. What?
Like, it's scary. Like, I live in Texas. I'm like, if I did have kids, I wouldn't even want to put them in school. There's shootings every other month. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I'm not good at math. Yeah. They're going to suffer.
How am I going to help? I hear that all the time. Or I even have, I don't know if you have this, because some women I've talked to also feel this way, where it's like, just the idea of it growing inside me. I'm like, That sounds horrifying.
It sounds like mold.
Yeah. Right? Like mold.
And then I heard the girl say to another girl yesterday at the expo,
it's just called molding inside of you.
Oh my God. That got real visceral. I heard another girl tell another girl yesterday, she's like, oh, your baby's 3 now, to another girl. And she's like, do you finally feel like your body's back to where you were before the pregnancy? And I was like, oh my God. 4 years of your life and you're, what?
Yeah. It's a crazy thing too, because what I've heard too from like other mothers and my own is that it changes your entire body forever. Yeah. So it's like you can get back, but you can never get fully back, because like to push a baby out of you, your skin gets more elasticity, your bones literally shift. Yep. Like, so your hips are automatically wider. They don't just like go back in, you know what I mean? And it's not feeling, oh, like your pussy or whatever. You can train your pussy muscle. Like you can have a tight pussy if you've had kids. Like it's a Kegels. You could have never had kids and have a loose pussy because you don't Kegel and you don't have sex. Like there's just so many different factors, or it's just genetics, whatever. I'm not a doctor, I'm a whore. So but it changes everything about you. It changes the way that like your brain chemistry works. Like you can go back, you can look similar, you can like look this like same almost, sure, but it changes everything about you as a person, which is like a huge step. And so it's like applause to people who decide to do it, but also like some people shouldn't do it and they do anyway. So I think it's kind of like weird to assume that because you don't want to have kids and you don't want to push a baby out of you that there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I feel like people are like, oh, it's against nature, and I'm like, your nature is different from my nature. We're not all rainforests, okay? Maybe I'm Antarctica, fuck off.
We're
like,
in 2025. We don't live in nature. Most of you never see nature outside of the little screen held in front of your face that you leave shithouse comments on people's pages asking when they're going to reproduce, because no one wants to reproduce with you, or if they have, you regret it. So I don't know what to tell you, because anyone that's happy with the children that they have in their lives are not going out and be like, so when are you gonna have kids? Where are you? They like, do you know what
it's
I mean?
Aggressive. Yeah.
It's super aggressive. It's like a religion where it's like, no. It's
they're
actually really
it,
good.
Yeah.
Like, come to church with me. Come get pregnant with me. Let's do it together. I'm really scared. I don't want to be alone.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm. I mean, some people do it for weird reasons. There's like all those stories about those guys that are like serial donators.
Yeah.
And they're like, I just want to have my own softball team one day.
Yeah, which is really weird. It's like, how much do you love softball that you need that many children? Like, that's a huge commitment. I hope that you have a lot of money, because I hear that sports are expensive. Like,
I know. But they're not raising any of the kids. Like, they're just like donating sperm, being like, oh, I know about them though. I know. Like, in their brain, it's satisfying.
So weird.
Them.
And you know, it's like, I understand the whole it gets back to like, well, men want to fuck as many people as they possibly can, and that's just that is the animal nature, and I totally get that, and it's why that we have the jobs that we do, because they get horny, they need to come. I get it. But I feel like it just is that satisfying to like, you didn't even fuck these women, they just like put your cum in her with a syringe, and then she like what?
I think they're like little Genghis Khans. That's gotta be like,
crazy.
Some people have to have that as, it's pretty much a fetish.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be the father of lots of
babies. Yeah. Like, didn't Elon Musk do that? Like, he got a bunch of like women pregnant, but didn't have sex with them. But like was paying women, and like, I don't know if he was paying women necessarily, because I've only heard bits and pieces of this, but like basically using women as his, like, I'll take care of you. I'll take care of the kid. Combine. Like, I don't want to be with you, and don't even have sex with them, and just spreading his seed, which is crazy.
It's weird to think that people are like that, but that's literally how kings and queens were. Like, they had like consorts, right?
Yeah.
Like, they just, that's cool for you. If you have the resource, and I guess something clicks in your head that you're like, no, I can't have 80 kids. Okay, great.
It just seems like a lot. And also does. What's crazy is like, because I'm thinking, with that much sperm donation, what if your kids are like, end up linking up with each other and have like weird, do you know what I mean?
No, yeah, that's because a whole documentary. Like the Netherlands, where's the Dutch? Where are they? Netherlands,
like
they have a whole issue with it, because one guy donated so much that they're like, now all of our kids are going to have to be like, okay, where'd your parents come from? Because it's like one in 12 of them are related to one guy.
I think that even happened somewhere in the Midwest, like one of these fertility doctors. There was a documentary about it. And like, so many of the kids and people who grew up in that town were his children, and he just like kept it a fucking secret, and like all this. Can you fucking imagine?
No. And then they said the kids grew up and they're like, I have this weird attraction to this person because it's like a sibling you never met. So your brain's like, oh, I really like you. I think I love you. And then your parents are like, oh, no.
No, let's not do that. Love them in a different way.
That must be so weird for them.
It must be traumatizing as fuck. Like, that's a whole different level of trauma that I never want to experience. Like, Jesus Christ.
It's one thing to be like, oh, we had to use sperm. It's another thing to be like, I really love my half-sister that I didn't grow up with.
We didn't know. What if we just pretend we still don't know?
Oh, my God, like Joe Dirt.
Oh, fuck. That's so fucked up. For me, I'm kind of like, too, like, My ex sold off my eggs like multiple times. So I already have like little autistic me's running around. But those people who bought it didn't know what they were getting their hands on because I didn't even know at the time. I wasn't tested then.
What?
You can do ovum donation. And so they'll pay you for your eggs. So you have to inject hormones. You have to go through this whole process. And then they put you under and they extract the eggs that swell up way bigger than eggs normally do because that's how you extract them. So it's extremely painful. You have to like be injecting yourself, which just fucks up your brain chemistry. It was horrible, to be honest. It wasn't worth the money, but he spent it really quickly, so it was fine.
Fucking asshole, though, dude.
But I'm like, I've already contributed to the population. Leave me alone.
Okay, yeah. Like, next time, be like, I do have kids, probably.
Yeah, I mean, they're somewhere. I mean, maybe they survived. I heard that like a few of the pregnancies were viable. So, like, kudos to y'all. Like, I hope you're enjoying my spawn. Just don't look into me too much. You'll be disappointed.
Oh my god. I like other people's kids.
Yeah,
just,
other kids are cool.
I like my own bedtime, waking up when I want. Yeah. Deal.
I mean, I got dogs.
Right, yeah.
I mean, look at that. That's so cute.
That and is you a know, baby.
When a kid is bad, I've heard that you can't like just put them in a box, you know, to give them a timeout. You have to like make sure that they're standing in a corner, like whatever it is that you
nose
do.
To the wall.
Yeah. But with a dog, if it, like I said earlier, they fight on him, what do? I just put them in their boxes. And I'm like, now you sit in your box. And you can't do that with a kid, so I don't even know what I would do. Like,
you could, but you'll probably have a documentary about you later.
Yeah. I mean, that does sound fascinating to me. I mean, I love being the center of attention, but like maybe not for child neglect. That'd be sick.
Yeah, that would. It'll definitely be for the porn. Don't worry. I'll
Oh fuck.
I think those are just for the Mormons. It seems like just they do that.
I don't know. Mormon stuff is wild. You ever get like the when they show up to your house?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
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 How do you talk to them?
No. When I used to be in foster care for a little bit, and I lived with this hunter and family. Well, it was just a mom and daughter, and they would come to the house all the time. And we were all really poor, so they would like offer to do stuff like, I'll mow your lawn. We're gonna have pancakes on Sunday. Just come to the church.
Yeah. And it's like trying to rope you in, like with the kids.
And now
like,
they're both Mormon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I mean, like married into other Mormons, and like, and then they, did you know they like go to. I don't know how you say it. Like after someone dies, they'll go to their grave and
do like the wake thing or whatever.
No, they'll like convert a dead person because they want your whole family to be Mormon. Yes. And then that's so fucked because like there's consent there.
Yeah, I was just thinking that about consent. I was like, wait a minute. Did they sign off on this?
Right.
Like this person is dead. But also, I kind of feel like if someone's already dead, you can't really convert them because they're gone. They've moved on. So I feel like at that point, you're just kind of like going out to a graveyard to chill, like, which is like, I'm here for that. No, but, super, you know, yeah. I'd rather like, did you ever do gravestone rubbings? Like, did you ever go on a field trip, like where you would put like the paper over the gravestone and you would take like a charcoal? Okay. Oh. So just a weird thing that happened for the brief moment that I was in school. That was fun. So
that's a weird type of school trip is that? They're like, go touch. Use each crayon. One crayon each.
Like graveyards were so like cool and like spooky because I've always been like into like the spooky, like I was so goth in high school.
I'm an adult goth now.
I love it.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time at the gravestone, but I think it's like a cultural thing. Like my dad likes to take his mom, like my grandma, her favorite food, and we go and sit there and eat her favorite food with her. Like it's not just for like Dia de los Muertos, like it's her birthday, Mother's Day. We just spend time with them. And I know that's weird.
No, I don't think that's like, cool.
It keeps the connection alive, I guess.
And even like it's a thing too of like it's also spending time with your dad. dad then, and like reminiscing 100%. About yeah. like times that were happy yeah. and turning something that's sad into something that's positive, which yeah. I think is pretty fucking sick. Like when I die, I don't want a funeral. I don't even have enough friends to have a funeral. I just want my ashes like scattered in the wind. Well, they'll all be dead. Like they'll be my age. You know what I mean? Oh, okay. So it's kind of like, well, I'll just be dead.
You do want to do cremated?
Yeah.
Okay.
People can snort me. People can do whatever they want. They can like suck me up in the Hoover vacuum. I don't give a fuck. Like do a line of me. I don't give a fuck. Let me live on in your blood system.
You're so fit, it would just be like creatine.
just add a scoop every morning until I'm gone, and then I've really moved on. Happy to help you get your gains. Like, take a scoop of Molly to start your day. Oh, God.
I wish I would. I want to be composted, but there was that compost people. I think they were in Colorado, and they just got busted for, like, apparently doing a really poor job.
Wait, I'm sorry.
You can, like, you know, just dirt and... they'll make you into compost.
That's crazy.
Apparently they weren't doing a great job. They totally got in trouble for not doing that.
That sounds, okay.
Or people get like shot off into space. People get made into like little bits that they put at the bottom of the ocean to help rebuild the coral reef, which I'm like, so sweet.
Aww.
But expensive. It's really expensive.
Yeah. I heard this reel. It was like some fan interaction with a comedian. I can't remember because like stuff just comes up. Yeah. But some woman was talking about that her dad's ashes got made into the jewel of a butt plug, which I just thought was a little wild to me.
Oh, her personally. Dad is a pain in the ass.
I'm like, is it? I was thinking in my head, I'm like, is it for your mom?
Oh,
or is
right.
it for you? Because either way is a little sus, but it's more sus if it's like your butt plug. Like, no, please, while I'm in doggy, look at my father's dead ashes. Isn't this a beautiful crystal covering my asshole? Like, wait. Get Soul. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TWND to save 30% on your order. You can find a nice variety of different beverages, gummies. They have sleep gummies. They have big brain soul gummies with a little bit of caffeine. They're tangerine and they're so yummy. And you can stress less. You can stress fucking less by going to GetSoul.com and using code TWND to save 30% on your order. Don't stress about the apocalypse. Just get high. What?
I hope it was the dad's request. I hope he was like,
I hope it was.
Yeah. I hope he's like, me and your mom just loved anal. And one day
we just love butt stuff. I just thought I could like keep her company forever, you know. When she goes to the grocery store, gets a massage, and I'll just be right there with her, like just coaching her on from the afterlife, you know, just keeping everything in place. That's so wild.
That's impressive. I would have loved to have gotten that commission as like a butt plug production person. Yeah. Like, oh yes, okay.
Oh, I can definitely do this. They start a TikTok. It's like, you want to turn your parents into your butt plug? Keep them close with you forever until the end of time.
I have a friend in Houston who does custom dildos, and he does a lot of the resin and silicones. Hi, Rudy, my pit monster girl. He got a weird request that someone's husband had passed, and she was like, I want a molding of his hands. And I was like, oh, so sweet. Like, had to go to the funeral home, mold his hands, and then he didn't realize, like, when you pull it off, he's like, all the hair came off of so extra special.
Oh my god.
It's pretty impressive though. I mean, like, that's I just
can't. And like, guys' arms are so hairy. I don't know, do you shave your arms at all?
No. They like, I'm always out in the sun because I garden a lot. So I just turned blonde.
Nice. Okay. When I do stuff for oil, I like to make sure I'm shaved like everywhere possible because then your hair really stands out in the oil and the bright light. But the first time that I ever shaved my arms, I just had heard about shaving my arms. I was like, I'll fucking do it because I haven't done it since I was a kid. And my mom yelled at me that if I kept doing that, it would grow back darker and look more terrible. Doesn't happen, by the way. Thanks, mom. What a lie. What a lie that was. And... just the start of many. So this is just me ranting about my mom.
It's okay. We'll talk about her more later.
Perfect. But I take like that first, like I get like my oil all on. I take that first line. I look at it. I was like, what the fuck? Like, because they don't look that hairy, yeah. But you take all those fine hairs. And I was like, this is a lot. Like, I feel like I should have used like a manscaper like beforehand and then got the really close shave. Like, this was a lot of hair. It was like a little carpet, like on top of the thing.
That's how I am every winter. I'm like, if it's winter, I'm not waxing.
Oh,
but girl. Then summer happens and I'm like, ooh, we got to be hypoallergenic.
Yeah.
Or just, well, not
hypoallergenic. I mean, sure.
Hygienic. Hypoallergenic
hygienics. Listen, we're all about hypoallergenic hygienics here. And we don't really know what that means, but we're here for it. So no, when it's cold, like it's disgusting. Like if I'm not shooting content, sometimes if I am shooting content and I'll just keep it far away. And I'm just like, or I even have some right now, but I'll just do like the leg warmers and like pull it up over this. Cause this is more blonde than down here, but down here is like dark. Like my lower leg is dark. Yeah. And so it just looks like Sasquatch. Like it's like, I'm like, if you couldn't see my pussy right now, you would think I'm a man with how much hair is on my legs. It's really gross. I know some people are into like with like women being hairy and stuff like that, but it's something, it's like a texture thing for me. Even like down below, like I know that people are a fan of like landing strips and pubes, and I don't mind on other people. Yeah. It's just on me, like, because if I wear any panties and I get like a pube caught in the panty somewhere and it pulls, I'm like, all of it's gone. So I just got laser because I can't deal with it. Yeah.
How was that?
I talked about this on the last episode, actually. Well, not the last one, before, but it's, so I don't know, depending on your pain tolerance. Okay. For me, it's like nothing. It's sick. And if you have dark hair, it works really well. Like, cool. It's apparently the lighter your hair is, the harder it is, like, for the laser to zap it or something. But, yeah. But I like it because you can also do, I don't do this, but I know people have had, like, get, like, their landing strip or whatever, like, smaller patch that they want down there. And then they can just shave it off if they want to. But then, like, everything else, like, the bikini line and stuff like that. So.
I really just don't like the butt and the taint. I just don't like that hair.
Yeah.
You do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And the butthole, like, is the least painful of all the things. Like, the worst, I think, is probably, like, the clitoris hood.
Oh, for sure.
But even that, I was kind of like, eh. Like, you know what I mean? But like, get my arm bits. Yeah,
it's got to be less than a tattoo.
Yeah,
pain wise.
Oh, and I love getting tattoos. Soon. I actually want to get another one soon. I'm super excited. I'm working on designing it, but yeah, I only have three. And people are like, you don't have tattoos. I'm like, I mean, I have three. They're just kind of like smaller, and they're covered up by things often. But do you? I need to ask you this because a lot of people say that this is apparently not what happens to them when they get tattooed. Do you get ticklish?
Depends on the spot. Like the further, like these little bits when they're like on your belly or like right on your booty.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's like,
and that was my ribs. That was my ribs. And I have one that's like down here. And when I got this one done, I was like, I'm just going to warn you in advance. If I'm moving too much or whatever, like, let me know. He's like, is it painful? I was like, no, I'm going to laugh. And he's like, okay. he starts. I'm sitting there like, he's like, are you okay? He's like, oh, you're laughing. You're actually, oh, okay. I was like, I'm sick. I don't know.
I'm sick. I'm sick.
There's something wrong with me. I love it, like, almost just for that. Like, it's like I want to try to find a spot where it hurts. But I remember even this one I got when I was like 16 or 17, I thought it was like ticklish like the whole time, and it's like got shading and shit like that, and I'm just sitting there like, this is crazy, it tickles so much. I'm not a ticklish person, as I mentioned earlier. That's a callback, ladies and gentlemen.
If I'm not laying there for like over 6 or 7 hours, I don't even feel like I got tattooed. If it's just a small tattoo, I'm like, but I like doing longer sessions. Like, my longest session was 10 hours straight.
Oh, wow, straight?
And I had a good time, because at the end, you get that runner's high.
Mm-hmm.
I also do, like, the flesh hook suspensions.
Yeah, so, Ivan was mentioning that.
Yeah, yeah.
And tell me about that, because that's
they
wild.
They do leave scars.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's the most therapeutic thing in the world. Yeah. It really is. If you like that feeling, which being a workout person, I think you would.
How does it feel?
It feels like getting pierced with a very big gauge at first. And they'll tell you, they'll be like, all right, 1, 2, 3, and wherever you want them. And then going up, you go up slow because some people will rip if you just try to, like, jump up there. Pulling yourself up is really nice. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
And then just kind of swinging, just literally letting the weight of your body be held up by just Your skin, that's, and you're like, so feels so strong afterwards. You're like, wow, I'm a beast.
That's crazy.
It's beautiful.
How did you get into that? Like, did you get like hooked with a fish hook when you were a kid? That's
interesting. I did grow up fishing because I'm by the water. I grew up by the water. I was doing burlesque in Dallas, and one of the creators of like the suspension orc of the U.S. lives there and is a mm-hmm. friend of ours because he owns the Nines, and that's where we used to do burlesque.
Okay.
And I just kept being like, I want to do that. And eventually Alan was like, come over. And he like hooked me, and it was great. And I was going through like a really toxic ex situation. Mm-hmm. So when I got off, I was like, I'm blocking him right now. Like, you just felt great. The fun part too is like, air gets kind of stuck between the muscle and the skin. So mm-hmm. afterwards, you're bubbly.
You're bubbly.
You literally can touch it and other people can hear it. You feel like, or it sounds like little.
That's crazy. That's cool. You're like a little fizzy beverage.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. You'll have like fuzzy blood coming out, like the little bubbles coming out of your holes.
That's crazy.
It's fun. I like spinning, but sometimes that can make you real dizzy. I'm like, all right, put me down.
Yeah. Gently now. That's crazy. That's awesome. Wow. That's crazy. That's another thing with the industry. Like, I would never hear, like, you gotta think, like, most people who just, like, have, like, a vanilla little job. I don't like to say civilians, because, like, we're not in the military. But, you know what I mean? Just, like, normal vanilla people.
Muggles.
Living. Yes, muggles.
Non-magical folk. Yes. It's fine.
I love that reference so much. I think it just came a little bit. but you have to think, like, most people, like, they would hear that and just be like, what the fuck? That's real. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's so many things within the industry. I know, like, so many, like, women outside of it who don't even, like, masturbate or, like, do anything like that.
That's wild to me. Where you're, like, into a really good girl scene and you're like, that was cool, right? And she's like, but I'm not a lesbian. And you're like, I literally was just saying it was cool.
I just had fun. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm stellar, dude. Oh.
Like, I don't know. I had fun with it. It is hard for me because I like to do girl. Like, I am bisexual.
Same.
Like, but I'm not... I mean, I'm not, like, trying to, like, date you or, like, change your mind,
no,
but
yeah.
We had fun, right? You don't have to, like, justify your sexuality to me. Like, we're getting paid to make a video. I just want to know that, like, you felt okay about it. Like,
yeah, it's, like, checking in. It's aftercare. Hope you had a good time.
Yeah, but I'm not a lesbian. I'm, like, cool. Like, sick. I also like dick as well. We both like dick. We have something in common. That's crazy. We both got paid to do this, so here we are. It's fine.
I always, like, get shocked afterwards. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to imply that when I was like face deep in your pussy. Like, I don't worry. It never occurred to me that you might be a lesbian when I was sucking on your clit. That's my bad. I didn't like.
It does give me a huge boost though if I know I made a girl really come and we're not God. Just faking it. I'm like, oh, me.
Yes. You're just in the mirror. You're just like, fuck you. Like. I love it. It's so sad. But one of the things too with being in the industry is like I felt like I could tell more with cam models. I can't tell as often with girls who are traditional performers because they're so good at faking it. And like I get that because I've faked most of my work. It's not people try. It's just like I'm very particular with the way that I come. You know what I mean? And you can't really. I feel like especially in mainstream stuff, you can't get your face in a pussy like you normally would. Do you know what I mean? Because you have to open up to the camera. You have to stretch your tongue out like as far as you possibly can. You have to Gene Simmons that shit to make sure they get to the angles that they want to see. Because they don't want to just see that your face is between her legs. They want to see like through her vagina and out through her mouth. Like that's how close they want to get with these things. Just to prove that lesbian sex is happening. And I'm like, that's crazy. But I feel like it is, it's a bummer when you do a girl scene and the other girl is not into girls. And this is not like I won't shoot with you or anything like that, but it's just a bummer. Just because you're like, fuck, like I was really excited about this. And then it ends up being like you try your best and you're just like, ah, and you're just in there, like, you like this? Like, what is it? You like blah, blah. And then they get to you and you're like, that's my inner thigh. Ah, it feels so good. Yes. I'm not a lesbian either.
No, I don't even like my pussy being touched. Yeah. That's cool, dude.
No, I prefer like my inner thigh labia. Like it's kind of like labia adjacent, and that's actually where I prefer you to look really aggressively and make slurpy sounds. That's what I like.
Have you seen the new picture of the clitoris? They're saying it's actually
They've
like mapped it again.
Oh, again.
Because we thought it was just... No, this is women. Thank God.
No, I found it this time.
Because I was going to like an all-women's college back in Texas. Okay. And like... definitely happened in my women's studies class. She was like, very important. Look at this.
Here's where your clitoris is. If he cannot find it, he is not worth your time. And that is what you pay me to tell you. Listen.
But it used to be just the bean, we thought. But now it's like all the way around. It's like a little, she looks like a little angel on top of a Christmas tree.
I mean, honestly, it makes sense because like even sometimes when you're using a vibrator, like it's not just that spot that you want to feel. You'll move it around and it's all the different nerve endings that kind of like meet in the bead. You know what I mean? But like that would make sense that it's like everywhere. But where it's not is right there. This is not where the clitoris is. Neither is it here. Neither is it here. It's all, as we've come to learn today, this is science. Oh, God. Do you do mostly girl-girl, or do you also do boy-girl or just boy-girl pegging? We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND.
I'll do everything. Yeah. I started off immediately into hardcore.
Okay.
Because it paid more. And it was 2020, and I was like, my bills are due.
Yeah. It's COVID. I don't know what to tell you. These talent testings are expensive.
Literally. Because then I met Ivan, and Ivan was like, oh, you were supposed to start with just girl. And I was like, this isn't.
Well, here we are.
Yeah. You could have told me that.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know or tell you like those kind of things. Like I didn't even do mainstream until I'd been camming for like 6 years or something like that.
Okay.
And so I did solo for like a really long time, and then I only did girl. And like now I only do boy-girl like on my OnlyFans, and it's more sparing, but still mostly girl. But a lot of people do jump in like right away. And then it's kind of like, oh, well, you've done all this stuff now, so now we don't want to book you for this. It's like, that's what sucks about mainstream. But I feel like your fans are where you're going to make the most money anyway. So if you have all those options, then that's sick. And I think it's something that OnlyFans and sites like it, like Fansly or whatever, have changed a lot in the industry. As I feel like a lot of people, even if you do mainstream still, or that's where you really got known, are catering a lot more towards their fans and realizing how much more money you can make when you're not just beholden to the company that you're signed with, or like having to shoot all of these scenes all the time, or like 12-hour shoot days, when you can just take those 12 hours and make your own content and make money on it forever, which I think is sick, because the rates that you get for mainstream are like, what the fuck is this?
I was a little disappointed. I was like, oh, like, because we're gonna promote you, you're welcome for being on our platform, and you're like, oh, fuck me, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
I'll just go fuck myself because I'll make more money.
Literally.
it was fun to do mainstream, and I'm definitely not shitting on mainstream. Like I know that it has its place and stuff like that, but I'm I did it. And at the time it was kind of like, I'm getting paid to get promoted, which is sick. But even that like runs its course, and it's like, well, you don't want to do more than girl, so we don't really want to book you that much. Or what if you directed? And I was like, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. What if you directed your first boy girl? I'm like, motherfucker. I have all gotcha. These ideas, and yeah. that's the only thing you can fucking think about. So no, I'm not going to do that.
Directing sounds cool, though. That's what a lot of girls have done. I think, like, Leah Raven doesn't shoot anymore. She just shoots for, like, kink.com. I think that's cool.
Yeah. yeah. No, it is sick. And I think that there is cool stuff to be directing. I'm just, like, I'm personally at this point where I still really like making content. So it's fun to yeah. direct my own things and yes. just, like, say, Ivan, here's what we're going to do today. Here's something crazy. And just, like, do it. So it's awesome. If you're ever in town again, we should hook up and maybe we could do some joy.
That would be... It makes it sound like it's a drug.
Let's do some joy together.
No, that
we can do
great.
Some get soul and then we can do some joy. Oh, that would be super fun.
No, I would love that. Yeah, I should be back before summer's over or by fall. I don't
yeah,
know.
That'd be fun. We'll definitely hook something up and we can get Ivan to shoot it and it'd be super fun. We should try to get Taylor in on it as well. That'd be
Taylor's
super fun.
So much fun
yeah. with. She was I haven't even shot with her yet, but just like we went to a comedy show together and we did the pod and she is so fucking fun. She's yes. so sweet. And I think that with all three of us, we can come up with yeah. some crazy ideas. Also, why am I feeling like we need to do something witchy? With the three of us, yeah. the power of three. Can we do something
oh
like
my
that
God,
for Halloween?
You did not just charmed right
can
now.
Can we please? Because I'm feeling a certain way right now.
Okay, and if we can shoot it before fall, oh my God, Halloween is already made.
I love Halloween.
I do
so
too.
So yeah. if y'all are into shooting some stuff, I'm here for it.
Yeah, we can do like tarot or something.
Oh,
or just
please.
Witchy.
Read palms and then we like, we're fingering each other with our palms. What does this mean?
I just read Ivan's palm and the new Ink Motel, and I was like, oh, this is a cuck line. I was like, you did not write that into the script for me to tell you that, Ivan. Do you want to be shamed right now?
That's so good. Look, I've been in the cuck chair just filming it.
That's what my solo was all about afterwards. I was like, yeah, you like that? You like just watching?
Yeah, I love that. So good. Yeah, I'm down. We can do Dommy stuff. We can do witchy stuff. Like, let's fucking go.
Let's
I'm
have
excited.
A day.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be great.
Content day coming yes. soon. Content day coming soon. So where can everyone follow you to keep up with all the things that you're doing?
I'm on OnlyFans, of course. A-S-H-E-N-N-F. Same for Twitter. And then my Instagram has been deleted so many times. It's now Admiral_AshenFire.
I saw that and I love it so much.
I was like, no, I'm military.
I do. I'm serving our country. I'm serving these fine lands with my butthole.
I love it. I have a lot of like veteran clients.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
yeah,
they love
same.
Being pegged.
Yeah. And I mean, I can see
it.
That.
Thank
I can
you.
See that for sure.
You're like away
and I think
for
that there's something too about pegging that's kind of like it's a domming in a different way. Do you know what I mean? Like where
yeah.
it's kind of it's not
yeah.
necessarily domming. Sometimes it is, but it's like giving over that control. And I feel like
yes.
that's what comes into a lot of sub-dom relationships is like I'm surrendering this control to you because I have so much or I'm so stressed. So I'm gonna put all that and make you do whatever you want to do with it, and I'm just gonna let go. And that is really cool.
And I'm
so
gonna do that.
Your yeah. homework for this week is to just let go. Maybe try pegging. I don't know, but definitely go
at
check out Ash and Fire wherever you can find her. All of her socials will be linked in the description below. Please be subscribing, be liking, be sharing with a friend, leaving a rating. Why are there not more ratings? Y'all say that you love listening. Leave a 5-star rating, maybe 4. I prefer 5, but honestly, I'm fine with any rating as long as you fucking leave it. Now, you can also follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at ThisRedheadIsSFW. This has been the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast, and we will see you. Not next Monday, but the Monday after that. Can you say into that camera what C-U-M spells?
Come.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one. Question, a wild tale, send me an email, some love and a salute. Take a moment, brush it off, let it go. Hey!